your
Blog Talk Radio.
You were broke up, and then you have a couple months, you just get back together. You know, it's just I think that it's in a sense it's kind of more of a something that you do when you're younger.
And I would say high school, early, that's something that you do around those ages, rather than when you're older and you have a more solid head on your shoulders. But I think that's definitely something that a lot of younger people.
Oh, hold on. Hello, college?
I mean, they can hear us.
They can hear us, but we can't hear them.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be an issue.
Really, we're be honest.
What? Tim, we're gonna duke it out tonight.
maybe he can chat us his question over the chat feature we have here.
Launch the chat.
Get that chat going.
Yeah, maybe he can chat it up.
Except they need to press that link. Get in the link.
As long as the Blog Talk Radio chat works.
So, talking about long-distance relations, I'm sorry, how do people overcome things like cheating in a relationship?
I think that, long-distance depends on the bond. So, some people who've been in marriages for a really long time and cheating occurs, they feel like they don't want to disrupt their whole entire life and divorce and break up. So it'll often be forgiven, whereas newer relationships where there's not as much stability and not as much ground that you've built over time, it's easier to end a relationship because of cheating. But a lot of people will stay together because...
to save face.
Yeah, exactly. And just for, I think, I don't know, not this... the fear of going out and dating someone new.
That's a big deal, I guess.
That's a big deal even outside of open relationships, just regular relationships that you feel aren't very adequate. A lot of people have that fear.
Right.
Stay in those relationships for a long, long time.
And I know that in the LGBT community, it's open relationships are really present. I know so many friends of mine, they are in relationships where that is a normal thing. You invite others into your bedroom.
Right.
That wasn't my main topic, but
and
I just...
stay tuned for episode 2, because
stay tuned,
will
that
be
that
is
going to be
an episode.
But it's a very normal thing to invite others into your bedroom or to be with other people, which is really interesting.
And this is a rated R radio show, so we are going to be talking about that.
Get out.
Rated R for Racy.
On that note, who's banging a coworker?
Yeah.
What you talking about, bro?
That's how I met my boyfriend.
Please don't put my name out there. I'm not having sex with no coworker.
It is, because it has its own problems because, in the study I did, a lot of it was that these relationships struggled because people thought they were trying to get ahead in the business by giving someone power or something like that.
Which I'm sure happens all the time.
For sure.
Totally.
I think it happens less than people talk about it. I've never seen somebody have sex with the boss to get into contact.
Maybe you're in the wrong
field. But entertainment industries talk about it all the time, it's a big thing. I don't think we're all working students, no? Except for
neither Matt. None of us here work in entertainment.
Yeah, none of us are trying to be actors, but I think that's a thing over there.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe we should
call it entertainment college. I think the color system doesn't work on Blog Talk Radio.
I definitely think people date for advancement or for interest,
right?
Without a doubt.
What about when the person in charge hires somebody because
they're hot?
That's
Abercrombie. Abercrombie.
Right.
Yeah.
That happened to me. Not actually. Well, I was.
The person in charge, or?
Yeah. I think that now that I think about it, I think I got hired because of that, but we ended up.
You're not trying to take it to the next level, to be honest?
No, I wish that's the thing.
She just said her boyfriend was her boss.
Yeah, see, that's what
my girlfriend was my boss. I didn't start talking to her until after I left the job.
I'm talking about during the tour.
During the tour.
Let's talk about
so, like,
what do you guys find
out about?
It was weird. Well,
you guys are
sometimes awkward. It was awkward because he was my manager and I was at a restaurant, so I was with her, and it would get frustrating because when he would try and tell me, like, constructively how to do something, I would be like, no. Like, I would get upset. Even though a normal manager, I would be like, of course, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But so it caused some problems, and then...
Some problems at the job or in your relationship?
Because they intertwine.
It carry over.
Right. Yeah. It completely.
Did you guys try to hide your relationship at all?
At first, because the owner had, like, a weird thing with it, and then eventually we were just like,
oh, so the owner knew.
The owner found
out. Excuse the interruption. Yep. Oh. We closed the building by 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're out of here.
We'll be on it.
Yeah,
line.
No problem. Well, don't worry, you guys. We will be back on the air soon.
We got a few more minutes.
Oh, yeah, we're out of here.
We didn't pay our rent. We didn't pay our rent.
We are talking walk, y'all. Talk and walk.
I'll hold it. This is a mobile radio show.
Thanks to Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Okay, so what were we
talking about? Even though none of the other stuff worked.
Well, we're talking about the complications that she has
within
dating a coworker. You can tell us, based on that picture, what does that present? I mean, obviously, you can't separate the two. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Or has that caused any issues to other coworkers?
That's the main reason
why I feel like it's an issue between in the workplace, that people don't want coworkers to be dating each other, especially managers and employees. That's how it was with me, at least, because I remember when that was happening with me. Other people assumed that it was happening, but we never came out and opened it and told anybody.
Right.
So everybody was, you know, assuming things and thinking that I was only doing my job because my boss liked me.
Yeah, I think in this study there were a lot of things that were, there was conflict with other coworkers.
Right.
What, that other coworkers immediately got offended or felt like they were going to be mistreated?
Yeah, like,
scheduling
it.
Because you were communicating with the boss?
Exactly.
Right.
And then, under non-traditional relationships, but also studied, like, problems in relationships.
Uh-huh.
And one of the main things was when a person you're dating has a really close girl best friend or guy best friend.
Mm. Oh, right.
You, like, struggled with that?
Kind of, I guess. Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's definitely an issue, but it's definitely something that if you're in a healthy relationship, you have to make sure that you're...
You have to meet your partner. Right.
So not only that, but it's a great relationship, right? How about you guys look at it?
Yeah.
So, say that you guys get through this type of thing or not get through it. Because you guys have gotten through this type of thing, you guys can...
Well, it's all fine and dandy when the relationship works out in the workplace, but when it doesn't, I mean, that's when it's like, damn. But imagine if it's a career or something worthwhile. You know, imagine if you, like, you know, blackball yourself because of it.
The career means more to you than the relationship itself, right? If it didn't work.
If it didn't, you wouldn't be dating them. If it did...
I'm sure it happened.
Yeah.
All right, so
let's go with one more last commercial before we sign off. Timoteo, who's this end of the park sponsored by?
Sponsored by the Manzanita building, the comms building.
Thank you, Manzanita.
Thank you, Manzanita, for holding us an extra 17 minutes that we were.
If you're looking for space to have a banquet in, call Manzanita home.
Third floor.
Third floor.
Call back later, though, because we're going to have a better section.
Oh,
where I'll actually talk
be
better.
A little more.
What is episode 2 going to be about?
We're talking about married couples. We're talking about LGBTQ. Interracial.
That is next level stuff. And just to wrap up this episode, we talked about long-distance relationships.
Right.
We talked about non-traditional relationships.
And issues in relationships.
And then we also talked about online relationships.
Yep.
Right.
With
amazing.
Online, we had a lot of conversations about
Tinder.
Deception.
Tinder.
Deception was a big one, how people can, like, lie about
right.
catfishing.
Catfishing.
So the show, we talked about that.
Uh-huh.
And then for Sam, we talked
yep.
about, what
yep.
did we talk about, Sam?
I mean, well, some of the issues that people in long-distance relationships confront, how they deal with them.
Yep.
You know,
amazing.
Talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's some good information for everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
And then,
good.
Of course, a workplace relationship.
And we talked about cheating and staying together,
amazing.
Open relationships.
Yeah,
on again, off again.
That wraps up our session. We are out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For listening. Sorry for the issues.
Amazing.